The U.S. Department of Agriculture approved $12.9 million in disaster food stamp aid to New Yorkers affected by Hurricane Sandy through the DSNAP program. The program entitled affected families to just over $500. The application for DSNAP benefits expired yesterday evening, but city and state elected officials have been criticizing the Bloomberg administration for failing to promote the program and making applying onerous. There were just two sites where people could apply in person, downtown Brooklyn and Staten Island. In one account, a Far Rockaway resident had to travel to Fort Greene to apply. As of December 14th, only $178,000 in benefits had been approved. WBAI's Rebecca Miles spoke to Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, who said the administration of the DSNAP aid has been a disaster, and everyone has called for an expansion and extension of the program.
Speaker Quinn, something like 10 members of the city council, including a Republican member of the city council, Senator Schumer, and Gillibrand, Borough President Stringer, Public Advocate de Blasio, eight members of the U.S. House of Representatives, half a dozen state senators have all called for the expansion of the program. I have never seen so much consensus on a single issue before the public. And yet, I can't really understand the motivation other than just ideology and stubbornness and sort of contrary nature. If you ask me to do it, I purposely won't. The fact that the city has refused to expand this program, losing up to potentially $100 million, just makes no sense at all. Compared to this decision, the original idea to go ahead with the marathon a few days after the storm was brilliant.
When you say ideology, what are you referring to?
Well, you know, I understood that the city was really struggling, and I have a great amount of sympathy for the Human Services Administration that administers this program. The fact of the matter is they are still not back in their headquaters at 180 Water Street, which ironically is almost straight across the street from BA High headquarters. Talk about strange bedfellows across the street. And so I assumed that they were going to say, look, we're doing the best we can. We're going to get this up and running as soon as we can. We're going to expand when we can. You know, understand, work with us. But instead, they came back with a purely ideological pronouncement, essentially saying we don't want to spend too much in taxpayers on these folks who may not need it. It's something that I doubt Paul Ryan would have said after the disaster. So to hear that here in New York City, in a progressive, multicultural city, it was shocking. And the truth is, the city administration has taken a more right-wing line on disaster food stamps benefits than has Governor Christie in New Jersey, which was really shocking. Every penny of this aid goes to people who have proven a direct, concrete harm due to Superstorm Sandy. If you can't agree that those kind of folks should get help getting food, I don't know how you can agree that anyone should get help getting food.
I also understand, even within the 10 zip code areas that they'd allowed this program to operate for the brief time that it did, one of the areas they completely missed out was the Rockaways.
Well, that's not entirely true. The Rockaways are allowed to participate in the program if applicants can get there. But they had no application center on the Rockaways. So rather than find a way to locate a center in the Rockaways, they did provide a shuttle bus, but that is a long, long, long commute by shuttle buses. Most of your listeners know the trains still aren't fully going all the way out there. And they said, oh, we've looked into it. There's no possible way we logistically could have done that there. That just doesn't meet the common sense smell test. The city's Human Resources Administration has an existing office out there that's open. FEMA opened an emergency center out there. You know, circuses move to town and open tents and have huge operations within, you know, days. The largest city in the United States, run by a man who made a fair amount of money with the most cutting-edge technology on the planet, arguing that there's no way on God's green earth we possibly could have accepted these applications anywhere near the Rockaways, just doesn't make common sense. And that's why so many politicians all across the ideological spectrum have said, hey, this is crazy. This is federal money. These are hungry people. These are disaster victims. You can't expect senior citizens to ride a shuttle bus an hour and a half each way. Please open up an office in the Rockaways, and they refuse to do it, or even refuse to provide so much as an explanation. Most of your listeners know Speaker Quinn is usually on very close terms with the mayor, and if you heard her comments yesterday, she seems really as perplexed as many of us are about how this could be.
We're just about to come up to the holidays, so what kind of holiday can they look forward to?
This is a huge piece of coal in a stocking for the hungry New Yorkers. Actually, it's not a coal. You can actually burn a coal to create heat. This does nothing except says you're out of luck. This hungry New Yorkers are losing up to $100 million, and we're often taught to expect somehow in America there's going to be a happy ending. And unfortunately, unless the city changes its position, and even though the program's ended, they can go back to USDA and reapply, and USDA and the Obama administration have made it crystal clear to us. If the application's clear, they will agree upon an extension. So unless they heed common sense, low-income New Yorkers are going to suffer more this holiday season, needlessly.
Joel Berg is the executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger. He spoke with WBAI's Rebecca Miles.